frontrunner Donald Trump is putting forward to mass deport what he calls the bad illegal immigrants, but then find some other way to deal, presumably, with the good illegal immigrants.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back on your show. This is what I think we need to do with our immigration policy. First, right now, the only thing the federal government should be doing is securing our border. Well, our immigration system is backwards. I think immigration can either make our country stronger or weaker. Right now, we've got low walls and a narrow gate. We need high walls, meaning secure the border, and a broader gate. I think we need to make it easier for people who do want to come here legally, that want to learn English, adopt our values, want to work hard, and want to help improve our economy. One of the dumbest things we do today is we educate people, and we kick them out of our country to compete against us. In America, we have proudly been the melting pot. We've done it very, very well over time. We need to continue with that. There are some on the left that are too politically correct that say, well, we're now a salad bowl. I think that's a mistake. I also think Jeb Bush's approach is a mistake. Just this week, he talked about amnesty, giving amnesty to all those folks that are here illegally. I think that's a mistake as well.
You want some new legislation in various states to toughen up background checks to make sure that people with emotional or mental issues, a history, or some criminal records for that matter, can't go out there and buy guns. You want tighter gun control in effect. Is that right?
Well, Wolf, look, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm not in favor of new laws restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens. But what we've done in Louisiana, you know, we actually strengthened the reporting of those that have been involuntarily committed into a mental health institution, those that have been subject to judges' orders that they shouldn't have guns, to make sure those records go into the national background database.
Do you agree with the former Texas governor and the now Republican presidential candidate, Rick Perry, that people should be able to bring guns into movie theaters to protect themselves?
Well, look, I'm a big believer that wherever you're legally allowed to be, you should be able to have your Second Amendment rights, your gun rights. I think the more you're allowed to do that, the fewer exceptions, the better. Obviously, there are private property issues, and people certainly have a right on their private property to make decisions about their private property. But I'm a big believer that where you're legally allowed to be, you should be able to have your Second Amendment rights as